I've noticed the older I get, the higher this music stand goes, right? I have noticed that. We're in between series, so this is sort of a free week. And I was thinking about what would be helpful to everybody, including me, is maybe we could just talk about little problems. Next week, as Sherry mentioned, we are starting a new series. And it kind of goes along with what Adam's doing on Sundays about the book of Proverbs, but we are calling this one Human Proverbs. And we're going to talk about some of the sayings that we hear all the time. And maybe you hear something like handwriting on the wall. And we are going to maybe dig into 10, 11, and 12 of these this summer and talk about where that shows up, why we have that. Because some of them come right out of the Bible, like handwriting in the wall. That's Daniel chapter 5. Or maybe it is true, not necessarily in the Bible, but is biblically based. And some of them, frankly, have nothing to do with the Bible. So we're going to talk about human proverbs. And if you have some of those, we're still sort of building the last few of those. If you have some you want us to talk about, send us a text or an email or just talk to one of us, and we will try to see if we can get it in. I'm looking forward to the series. So tonight we are going to talk about how do you handle little problems. Nobody likes problems. They get in the way. They're irritating. They take time. Sometimes they are costly. Problems are just sort of a menace. They affect us in different ways. Some of us are not too bad at handling a few little problems at once, but maybe we're not very good at a big problem in life. And some of us are just the opposite. We're okay handling a big problem, but the last thing we want would maybe be a lot of little problems that we have to face at once. And some of us, maybe we don't like any kind of problem. People are different. And so I hope tonight we can see an important principle about what the Bible says about little problems. So when I say little problems, I'm not talking about these big moments in life that are life-changing and change the course of our life. I don't mean that. I mean the little problems that show up every day. How do you handle those? One of the ways that I know God loves us is that He demonstrates it in different ways. And He has demonstrated that in some big ways. And one of the ways that He shows us He loves us is by showing interest in the details of our lives. He is interested in the details of your life. That's one of the ways that He demonstrates His love. And the Bible that He has written is a very, very practical book. It is a day-to-day book that shows us how to live a life that's pleasing to the Lord. Yes, it is holy. It is an elevated book. It is the Word of God. It is that, but it's also a very practical book that shows us how to live life at its fullest. And it teaches us principles on how we can handle little problems. So when I think about little problems, I compare them to little bugs or gnats. They have the same effect. Gnats, to me, have the same effect on me as little problems. Little, pesky, irritating bugs or gnats. They're not life-threatening. They're not going to, they're not going to do some big harm to me. But they're just little, pesky, irritating bugs. And sometimes there are a lot of them. Look at this picture I saw a few days ago. It is a picture of a pitcher, and look at the bugs that he's facing. Now, I've actually seen pictures of this very game. It's a famous game. It's called the Bug Game. I think it was in 2015, and these bugs came on the baseball field and just really disrupted the game in many, many ways. And they wouldn't leave. And I look at that and I feel for the players, because sometimes, and maybe you'll agree, doesn't life feel like that? You get one and you got two or three behind you and you just can't get them all. They're always there. Little pesky, irritating bugs in that case, and problems or situations that happen to us in our case. That's from a famous game. It's called the Bug Game. You can look it up. And it's hard to be at your best in a situation like that. It's hard to throw well. It's hard to bat well. Even the umpires and coaches and fans would all have a hard time doing their best job in that environment. It's true, though. That's what problems can be like sometimes. Pesky bugs. Some problems are like these big lions or a big monster, let's say. But some are like bugs. It's kind of weird, but I know people. In fact, can I admit to you, I'm like this. I can handle a big monstrous problem in my life a lot better than I can handle that. I'm not very good in that situation. I've had the weirdest things happen to me when I go out for runs. I don't run much anymore. I walk more and do other things. But I used to be, I used to go out and jog a lot. And I've had the weirdest things happen to me when I'm out jogging. One time I was out just minding my own business, a beautiful day, and this bee lands right in my head and stings me. And it hurt for 2 days. It was a stinger, I'll tell you. And I thought, whoa, why'd that happen to me? Another time, I was running on a sidewalk through a suburb, and I, for some dumb reason, I was adjusting my musical device, and I hit a branch with my head. Now, that didn't hurt. I hit a branch. The first thing you do when you do something like, you look and see if anyone saw you, right? And nobody did. So I kept going, but what I did was that I soon realized is I snorted up a bunch of pollen. It was in the springtime, and I couldn't catch my breath. I was like, oh, I didn't know what to do. Usually you can depend on a breath, but I couldn't catch it. I didn't know what to do. So I looked around and I saw an elementary school, and I thought, I bet there's a school nurse in there. So I went in, took a drink, and I said, I'm having trouble breathing. And she said, okay, come in. I laid on the little cot like when I was a kid. She gave me, I think it was a Benadryl or something, and water. Oh, I felt better. After a few minutes, I could breathe. I said, okay, I'm going to leave. She said, say, you're not going anywhere. And I couldn't go until I got a ride. Someone had to come and get me. She wouldn't let me leave on my own. I tell you, nurses were mean when I was a kid. They still are, right? Still are. If you're a nurse, I'm sorry, but I guess you have to be tough to be a nurse. The funniest thing that ever happened to me when I was out running happened a long time ago when I was getting ready to run my first marathon, and I was really training. And to train for a marathon, you have to, there's a big schedule that you have to follow. Like you have to run maybe 5 miles, and then in the next week you run 7. Well, a few weeks before the marathon, you've got to get a 16, a 18, and a 20-miler in. Then you take 2 weeks off, do some light running, and then you run your marathon. Because they figure if you can run 20 miles, rest 2 weeks, then you could run 26. And it's true. But on my 20-mile run, something happened. I'm not disciplined enough to go 10 this way and 10 back. I just don't have that mindset. So I had a good friend who's passed on now. His name was Joe. And he would get to my house at 4:30, 4:45 in the morning and take me 20 miles away. And I would have to run back. And that's how I got it done. Now, the night before, I would go along the path and I would hide what I need. You know, these little packets, it's called goo, and it's really just sugar paste, different flavors. And or I'd hide a banana, I would hide water, and I knew where it was, and I would pick it up on the way. But he would do that. He was a really good friend to do that. He would take me 20 miles away, and it was really dark, okay? So on my 20-mile run, he took me, and where I started happened to be by a university, and it was by a big football stadium, and that's where I started, and I ran all the way back. I was a couple miles into it, and I had my, you know, my music going. It was just me and the Lord and listening to music. I got a bug in my throat. It was a big, it's like, oh, ah. It was awful. It was big and moving. And you know what it felt like? Jonah, when the whale swallowed Jonah. That bug was Jonah, and I was the whale. I had that thing in my throat, and I couldn't get it out, but I didn't want to stop and mess up my time, so I tried to power through and keep going. So I go a little ways, and finally, I got it up here. Oh, it was in my, I got it up and out. And I launched it into outer space. Except then I realized that just right then someone passed me. And I hit the person with my bug. Hit the person. You talk about embarrassing. First of all, it was terrifying to me because I had my music so loud I couldn't hear them coming up on me. And then it scared me that they were there and to realize I had just hit them with that bug. So I tried to apologize. They didn't have any. They just sped past me and kind of looked back in disgust and kept going. What an experience that was. It was awful. So when I ran, I would have all of these experiences with these little pesky bugs. I don't want to relive them. The problems in my life are like that. You have so many of them, you don't want to relive them. Let me show you tonight's verse in Proverbs, chapter number 4 and verse 23. Proverbs 4, verse 23. Okay, the Bible says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. That verse says that we are to keep or protect or guard our hearts. We should do anything we can to protect what we think or what we feel, how we're wired inside, because out of it are the issues of life. With all diligence, because the Bible says all of life's issues ultimately come from our heart. That's a big verse. That's an important verse. If I could just do that, I would have a lot of life figured out. The real issues that I face are inside, not necessarily outside. You know, Jesus taught that. One time he looked at a group of religious leaders and said, you know, you guys look pretty good on the outside, but inside you're a mess, right? It's possible to have lots of things in your life that look good or appear like it's going okay, but inside, those are the real issues. Keep your heart with all diligence, because out of it are the issues of life. That is a verse worth memorizing. It's short, and it's so impactful and helpful if you hide that verse in your heart. So the real battle in my life, the real enemies, the real threats aren't the things that I can see and touch and feel and smell. Those aren't the real enemies in my life. They're the things that I allow to get in my heart and change the way I think or feel or respond to something. Sometimes, this is weird to say, but it's true. Sometimes the problem isn't really the problem. Sometimes the problem is deeper than what the problem is. The problem, lots of times, isn't the real threat. It's not the real issue. Especially if it's like a little bug or a little thing that can't really hurt us. If I have a little problem or two or three or four, those things aren't life-threatening or they aren't even heart-threatening. It's when I let them get into my mind and heart and let them affect how I feel or think or what I do, then that's the real threat. One of my most important jobs when I help people with problems isn't necessarily to talk about that problem. It's to get them, it's to get you to see that the real threat in your life probably isn't that problem you just told me about. It's if you let it affect your heart, because out of the heart are the issues of life. Keep and guard and protect and grow and nourish your heart, because out of that are the real issues of life. Most of our problems are not dangerous, they're not threatening, but the real threat is how you let them affect your heart. The enemy is smart. We have an enemy who is interested in knocking all of us off track. You have an enemy that wants to knock you off track, and he knows your buttons. He knows what bugs you. And lots of times, the enemy will send little problems my way, because he knows that gets to me. So when I see these little problems coming, lots of times I think, okay, this is especially when I need to really guard my heart, because the Lord may be doing something special, or the enemy may be trying to really get to me now. He's smart, and he knows how you're wired. I can say something about everyone here tonight again. And that is, you are special, and you have something really special to do. The Lord made you with certain gifts and abilities and opportunities. He wants you to accomplish something special for Him. And the enemy wants to do everything possible to knock you off track. And lots of times, the enemy doesn't show up in your life as a big monster. That'd be too obvious. We would know it's him. But you know, he's subtle. And so what he will do is send lots of little problems that aren't really threatening. And really, they wouldn't by themselves knock you off track. But if you were to let those problems get in your heart and affect your relationships with your friends, or your family, or more importantly, the Lord, then the enemy has accomplished what the enemy wanted to accomplish. The little problems have gotten into your heart, and they were able to knock you off track. Don't let that happen. Proverbs 4 says, keep your heart with all diligence. Make it the most important thing, for out of it are the issues of life. One time I went to on a mission trip, and I got to go through this open market, and it was a cool experience. And I was walking, you know, looking at some souvenirs to bring back for my family, and just kind of walking through and look, and the people, I obviously was an American, the way I was dressed and acted, you know, I was just a tourist, and they immediately recognized I was American. They were experts in distracting me. They would go, hey, and they would get my attention, right? And I didn't get very far down the path because I was so distracted. Well, yeah, that looks pretty good, and I would get this. Or that one guy offered to trade me shoes or buy my shoes. I didn't do that. But I was easily distracted by these experts, and I didn't get very far down my shopping path. Hey, that's a lot like life. We have a path that we're on. We're trying to get from here where we are to the place where God wants us. He's given us all we need to do that. He's given us enough time. He's given us enough resources, enough gifts, enough friends, enough opportunities. We have all we need. But lots of times what happens, the enemy has like these distraction experts in our lives, right? We'll go ways and boom, oh yeah, I'll stop here for a while. And oh, I'll stop here for a while. And at after a while you realize, hey, I'm not as far along as I should be because I've kept getting distracted. Now, if that's you right now, don't feel bad about it. Don't stop. Just get back on the path and keep going. And keep, the way to do that is keep your heart with all diligence. Make it the most important thing, because out of it are the issues of life. Your enemy knows that if he can distract you, you will be less likely to do what God made you to do. You'll be less likely to help other people do what they are supposed to do. And the enemy wants to keep you distracted. And sometimes that is in the form of little things in life out of your control that just drive you up the wall, right? It's called spiritual warfare. Paul wrote about that. He said it's a battle to distract you. The warfare can come in the form of maybe a big problem, but it absolutely can come in the form of a little problem. Hey, don't be afraid of any problem. God will not let that problem harm you if you just put Proverbs 4 in action. What we need to do is make good decisions in our heart, have good disciplines that help our heart, because that God leaves that up to us. Keep your heart. Don't let those little problems irritate you and knock you off your path. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for the great advice in Proverbs chapter 4. I pray tonight a blessing on everyone here, and they would have the courage to keep their heart with all diligence, because we admit that out of our heart are the issues of life. Lord, we love you. We're looking forward to the next series. Thank you again for the Esquire and all of the great friends here. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, come back. We'll start a new series on human proverbs next week at the Esquire.